Chapter 30. Rasa Tattva. Anubhavs of Vatsalya and Madhurya Rasas. One day, Vijay and Brajanath, after honoring Bhagavat Prasad, went to take darshan of Sri Haridas Thakur's Samadhi and Sri Gopinath at Sri Gopinath Tota. They then proceeded to the Sri Radha Kant Mat. After offering their pranam to Sri Guru Goswami's lotus feet, they sat down and began to discuss a variety of subjects with Sri Dhyanachandra Goswami. In the meantime, Sri Guru Goswami, after honoring Mahaprasad, gracefully came out and sat on his asan. Brajanath then humbly inquired about Vatsalya Bhakti Ras, and Sri Guru Goswami replied, "In Vatsalya Ras, Sri Krishna is Vishaya Alamban, and his elders, Guru Jana, are Ashraya Alamban. Krishna is beautiful with his dark-complexioned limbs. He is endowed with all auspicious symptoms. His behavior is mild, his speech is sweet, and he is simple and bashful. He is modest, he is respectful towards his elders, and he is charitable. Among his elders, Rajeshwari Yashoda and Rajeshwari Nanda Maharaj are the most prominent. Others are Rohini and the other elderly gopis, who are Krishna's worshipable superiors. Also, Devaki, Kunti, Vasudev, Sandipani, and so on. In this rasa, the Udipans are Krishna's ages, such as Kumara, his beauty, his dress, his childhood, his restlessness, his sweet words and laughter, and his pastimes." Brajanath, "Please tell me about the Anubhavs of this rasa." Goswami, "The Anubhavs are smelling Krishna's head, cleansing his limbs with the hands, offering blessings, giving him orders, nurturing him and caring for him, and giving beneficial instructions. The general, sadharana, Anubhavs of this rasa are kissing Krishna, embracing him, calling him loudly by name, and restraining and scolding him at the appropriate times." Brajanath, "Which sattvika transformations arise in this rasa?" Goswami, "There are 8 symptoms, such as shedding tears, trembling, perspiring, and becoming stunned. There is also the unique symptom of milk flowing from the breast. So altogether, there are 9 sattvika vikars in this rasa." Brajanath, "Kindly also tell me about the vyabhichari bhavs." Goswami, "In Vatsalya rasa, the vyabhichari bhavs are the same as those I explained previously in connection with Prita rasa, Dasya rasa. In addition to all the others, there is apasmara, fainting." Brajanath, "What is the sthayi bhav of this rasa?" Goswami, "The sthayi bhav is the rati of the benevolent superior for the object of his kindness, which is utterly devoid of reverence. The vatsalya rati of elders like Yashoda is naturally mature. The sthayi bhav of this rasa progresses through prema and sneha to rag. Baladev Prabhu's bhav is a mixture of prita, dasya, and vatsalya. Yudhisthira's bhav is combined with vatsalya, prita, dasya, and sakya. Ugrasen's prita dasya ras is a combination of vatsalya and sakya ras, while Nakul, Sahadev, and Narad have a mixture of sakya and dasya ras, as is the bhav of Rudra, Garuda, and Uddhava." Brajanath, "Prabhu, I have understood Vatsalya Rasa. Now kindly explain the ultimate mellow, Madhurya Rasa, for we shall become blessed simply by hearing about it." Goswami, "Madhurya Bhakti Rasa has been called Mukhya Bhakti Rasa. The conditioned jiva has taken shelter of mundane rasa, but when his intelligence becomes dedicated to Ishvara, he naturally attains the path of detachment. Even then, he cannot be inclined for Madhurya Rasa until he becomes eligible for Chidrasa. Such people have no qualification for this rasa. The very nature of Madhurya Rasa makes it difficult to understand, and candidates for Madhurya Rasa are rarely found. This is the reason why this rasa is extremely secret. Madhurya Rasa is naturally an extensive subject, but I will only give a brief summary now. Brajanath: Prabhu, I am a follower of Subal. I know that you will consider my eligibility to hear about Madhurya Rasa and instruct me appropriately. Goswami: The Priyanam Sakas are eligible for Sringara Rasa to some extent. I will keep your qualification in mind and speak whatever is appropriate for you, and I will say nothing unsuitable. Brajanath: Who are the Alamban of this rasa? Goswami: Sri Krishna is the Vishaya Alamban of this rasa. As a gallant lover, he is the supreme abode of expertise in relishing pastimes of unequaled and unsurpassed beauty. The Ashraya Alamban of this rasa are the gopis of Braj, and Srimati Radhaji is the best of all Krishna's beloved consorts. The sound of Krishna's murli is the Udipan of this rasa, and the Anubhavs are casting sidelong glances and smiling. All the sattvic abhavs manifest completely in Madhurya rasa, and so do all the Vyabhachari bhavs, with the exception of laziness and fierceness. Brajanath: What is the nature of the stai bhav of this rasa? Goswami: Madhurya rati becomes Madhurya bhakti rasa when it has been nourished by the appropriate vibhavs and so on of one's atma. Such rati for Radha Madhav is not subject to any type of obstruction, vicheda, through the influence of compatible svajatya or incompatible vijatya bhavs. Brajanath: How many types of Madhurya rasa are there? Goswami: There are two divisions of Madhurya rasa, vipralamba, separation, and sambhog, meeting. Brajanath: What is vipralamba? Goswami: There are many types of vipralamba, such as purvarag, man, and pravas. Brajanath: What is purvarag? Goswami: Purvarag is the bhav that exists before meeting one's beloved. Brajanath: What are man and pravas? Goswami: I don't need to explain man because everyone understands it. Pravas means being away from each other or separation, viraha. Brajanath: What is sambhog? Goswami: Sambhog is the bhog, ananda, that occurs when lovers meet. I will say no more about Madhurya rasa. Those sadhaks qualified for Madhurya rasa should learn its confidential mysteries by studying Sri Ujjwala Nilamani. Brajanath: Kindly tell me something about the position of Gona Bhakti rasas. Goswami: There are seven Gona rasas: Hasya, comedy; Adbhuta, wonder; Vira, chivalry; Karuna, compassion; Rodra, anger; Bhayanka, fear; and Bibhats, disgust. When they become powerful and take the place of the Mukhya rasa, they appear as separate, individual rasas. When they act as independent rasas in this way, they become the stai bhav, and when they are nourished by appropriate vibhavs and so on, they become rasa. Actually, only the five mukhya rasas, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, are rasa. The seven gona rasas, beginning with Hasya, are generally included within the category of Vyabhachari bhavs. Rajanath, I am fully acquainted with Hasya and so on from my studies of Rasa Vichar in Alanka Shastra, so please tell me about their relationship with the Mukhya Rasas. Goswami, now I will explain how the various rasas, such as Shanta, are mutually compatible or incompatible. Dasya, Bibhats, Dharmavira, chivalry in performing religious rites, and Adbhuta are all compatible with Shanta. Adbhuta is also compatible with Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. Shanta is incompatible with Madhurya, Yudhavira, Rodra, and Bhayanka. Dasya is compatible with Bibhats, Shanta, Dharmavira, and Danvira, and incompatible with Madhurya, Yudhavira, and Rodra. Sakya is compatible with Madhurya, Hasya, and Yudhavira, and incompatible with Vatsalya, Bibhats, Rodra, and Bhayanka. Vatsalya is compatible with Hasya, Karuna, and Bhayanka, and incompatible with Madhurya, Yudhavira, Dasya, and Rodra. Madhurya is compatible with Hasya and Sakya, and incompatible with Vatsalya, Bibhats, Shanta, Rodra, and Bhayanka. Hasya is compatible with Bibhats, Madhurya, and Vatsalya, and incompatible with Karuna and Bhayanka. Adbhuta is compatible with Vira, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, and incompatible with Hasya, Sakya, Dasya, Rodra, and Bibhats. Viraras is compatible with Adbhutaras, and incompatible with Bhayanka. According to some opinions, Vira is also incompatible with Shanta. Karuna is compatible with Rodra and Vatsalya, and incompatible with Vira, Hasya, the Sambhog aspect of Sringara, and Adbhuta. Rodra is compatible with Karuna and Vira, and incompatible with Hasya, Sringara, and Bhayanka. Bhayanka is compatible with Bibhats and Karuna, and incompatible with Vira, Sringara, Hasya, and Rodra. Bibhats is compatible with Shanta, Hasya, and Dasya, and incompatible with Sringara and Sakya. The remaining combinations are all mutually neutral, Tathashta. Rajanath, please describe the result of the combinations. Goswami, the tasting of rasa is increased by the combination of compatible rasas. The combination of anga, supplementary, with angi, principal rasas, is good. Whether the compatible rasa is mukhya or gona, it is appropriate to make it the complement, mitra, of angi ras. Rajanath, please tell me about the difference between anga and angi. Goswami, when any rasa, either mukhya or gonya, dominates the other rasas and becomes prominent, it is called angi, and the rasa that nourishes the angi ras plays the role of a sanchari bhav as an anga, as stated in Vishnu Dhammotra.
Rasanam samavetanam yasya rupam bhavadbahu samantyavyo rasastahi shesha sancharino mata.
When rasas combine, one should understand that the rasa whose nature is particularly prominent is the sthayi ras, and the other rasas are sanchari bhavs. Brajanath, how can gona ras be angi? Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami has said,
Prodhyan vivana tokshanat pustim mukhyena lambita kunchata nijanatena gonopi angitvam ashnut. mukhyastvangatvam asadhya pusnan indram upendravat gaunam evanginam kritva niguda nija vaibhava anadi vasano basa vasite bhakta chetasi bhatyeva natulina syad eva sanchari gunavat angi mukhya svamatrange bhavastha avivadayan svajatiya vijatiye svatantra sanvirajate yasya mukhyasya yo bhakto bhave nitya nidashraya angisa eva tatra syan mukhyopi anyogritam rajet.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Northern Division, 8th Wave, 46-50. Translation. Sometimes even a Gona Ras achieves the position of Angi when it is inspired by an abundance of Vaibhav and has also been nourished by the Mukhya Ras that usually predominates it, but has now developed a contracted condition, Gonabhav. At that time, the former Mukhya Ras becomes Anga, hides its own splendor, and nourishes the Gona Ras that has become Angi. Just as Upendra Bhagavan, Vamanadev, maintained Devaraj Indra. Unlike the Gona Sanchari Bhavs, this Mukhya Ras does not merge into the land of the Bhakta's heart, which is endowed with sublime fragrance in the form of the beginningless tendency for transcendental service. In other words, the Mukhya Ras does not disappear as the Gona Rasas do when they become Vyabhachari and disappear into the Mukhya Rasas. Rather, the Mukhya Ras remains independently manifest, nourishing itself by the aggregate of the compatible bhavs, which take the position of angas. End of translation. Those who relish a particular rasa are eternally sheltered in that one specific ras, which for them remains radiant as angi ras. Other rasas, even though they may be mukhya, function in the capacity of angas of this prevailing angi ras. You should also note that anga ras is only accepted when it combines with angi ras to increase the relish of ras. Otherwise, its combination with another anga ras will be fruitless. Brajanath, what happens when incompatible rasas are combined? Goswami, if you mix a sweet juice with sour, salty, or pungent substances, the taste becomes distasteful. Similarly, when one rasa is combined with another that is incompatible, the result is without ras, or tasteless, virasata. This defective combination of opposite rasas can be called rasabhas. Brajanath, is the combination of incompatible rasas invariably bad? Goswami, in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sri Rupa Goswami has said,
Dvayo ekatarasya badhyatveno pavarnane smaryamantaya piyukto samyena vachane picha rasantarena vyavado tatashtena priyena va vishayashraya bedecha gonena dvisatasaha ityadishu navaryesham varino janayadyuti.
Northern Division, 8th Wave, 63-64. The combination of two incompatible rasas does not result in virasata under the following circumstances. When one establishes the excellence of one rasa by making logical statements and by describing the obstructions or inferiority of another rasa that is incompatible with the first. when one describes the remembrance of an incompatible rasa, when one establishes a similarity, when there is the intervention of a neutral or compatible rasa, or when there is a difference between the vishaya or ashraya of a gona ras and mukhya ras that are incompatible with each other. End of translation. Furthermore, consider this point. In bhaktas such as Yudhisthira, Dasya and Vatsalya are manifest separately at different times. Mutually compatible rasas do not arise together at the same time. However, in the stage of Adiruddha Mahabhav, if all the incompatible bhavs arise together simultaneously, they will not generate rasabhas. Srila Rupa Goswami has said, Srila Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 80-57,
Kvapya chintya mahashakto mahapurusha shekare rasavali samavesha svadayavo pajayate.
When many contradictory rasas combine at once in a personality who is the crest jewel of the Mahapurushas and who is imbued with inconceivable Mahashakti, this only enhances the wondrous nature of the taste. End of translation. Brajanath, I have heard from learned and Rasik Vaishnavas that Sriman Mahaprabhu had a low opinion of rasabhas, and that he would never hear bhajans, kirtans, or poetry that contained it. Now kindly tell me, how many types of rasabhas are there? Goswami, rasa, when it is devoid of an angi, is called rasabhas. There are three gradations of rasabhas: major, uttam; intermediate, madhyam; and minor, kanishta. They are called uparas, anuras, and aparas respectively. Brajanath, what is uparas? Goswami, if any of the 12 rasas, beginning with shanta, has an ingredient such as the staibhav, vaibhav, or anubhav that has become disfigured, virupita, they can be called uparas. Uparas is caused by the disfigurement of the staibhav, vaibhav, or anubhav. Brajanath, what is anuras? Goswami, the secondary rasas, beginning with hasya, if not related to Krishna, are called anuras. If viraras and so on are manifest in neutrally disposed personalities, this is also anuras. Brajanath, but if they arise in the heart of someone who has no relation to Krishna, they are not ras at all. In that case, they will be mere mundane ras. Why then have such symptoms of anuras been described? Goswami, rasa is anuras only when it has no direct relationship with Krishna. For example, the gopis laughed when they saw the nose of Srimati Radha's pet female monkey, Kakati. Another example is Devarshi Narad seeing some parrots sitting on the branch of a tree at Bandirvan discussing Vedanta. When he saw this, great astonishment, Adbhuta Ras, arose in his heart. The gopis' laughter and the Adbhuta Ras arising in Narad's heart have no direct relationship with Krishna, but there is still some distant relationship with him. Consequently, both are examples of anuras. Brajanath, what is aparas? Goswami, when Krishna's opponents are the ashraya of any of the gona rasas, beginning with hasya ras, and the vishaya is Krishna himself, the result is aparas. For instance, Jarasandha's repeated laughter when he saw Krishna running away on the battlefield is an example of aparas. Srila Rupa Goswami has written in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 9.21,
Bhava sarve tada basya rasa bascha kechane ami prokta rasa bigna sarve pi rasanadrasa.
Translation. Some persons refer to Bhav in terms of Tad Abhas, a dim reflection of the Supreme Absolute Truth, and others Rasabhas. However, learned scholars who have realized Ras only use the word Bhav to denote Ras that is derived from relishing transcendental Anand. End of translation. When Vijay Kumar and Brajanath heard this rasik, charming, and poignant appraisal of Rasatattva, they fell at Sri Guru Goswami's lotus feet, weeping profusely, and spoke in voices choked with emotion. Agya timirandasya gyananjala shalakaya chakshu unmilitam jena tasmai Sri Guruve namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Gurudev, who has applied the ointment of Divya Gyan and has thus dispelled the dense darkness of the desires for Dharma, Artha, Karma, and Moksha, which arise from the five types of ignorance. In this way, he has opened my transcendental eyes, which have become inclined to the service of Sri Hari. Footnote. The five kinds of ignorance are 1. Ignorance of one's Swarup. 2. Misidentifying with the inert material body as the Atma. 3. Possessiveness towards mundane sense objects, or the self-conception of being an enjoyer. 4. Absorption in duality, or attachment to substances other than Krishna. 5. Fear and distorted perception, Virupa Garana. End of translation. Lovingly lifting them up, Sri Guru Goswami embraced them. He blessed them, saying, "May this Rasatattva manifest within your hearts." Every day, Vijay and Brajanath would discuss spiritual topics with Sri Dhyanachandra Goswami and accept Charanamrita and Sri Guru Goswami's prasad remnants. At various times, they observed that many Shuddha Vaishnavas were engaged in bhajan, sometimes in their bhajan kutya, sometimes at the samadhi of Sri Haridas Thakur, sometimes at the temple of Sri Gopinath, and sometimes at Siddha Bakul. Thus, through the example of the Vaishnavas, they also became immersed in bhavs favorable for their bhajan. They also had darshan of the places mentioned in Stavavali and Stavamala, where Sriman Mahaprabhu experienced complete absorption in bhav. Wherever Shuddha Vaishnavas perform Nam Kirtan, they would join them. In this way, they both increasingly matured in their bhajan. Vijay pondered deeply. Sri Guru Goswami has given us shiksha about Madhurya Ras, but it was just a very brief summary. Let Brajanath remain submerged in Sakya Ras. At an appropriate time, I will come alone to Sri Guru Goswami and hear his elaborate appreciation of Madhurya Ras. Thinking in this way, through Dhyanachandra Goswami's mercy, he acquired a copy of Sri Ujjvala Nilamani and began to study it. Any doubts that arose in his mind, Sri Guru Goswami would mercifully reconcile. Once, at dusk, while Vijay and Brajanath were strolling, they arrived at the shore of the ocean. Sitting on the beach, they gazed at the waves. There was no end to the incessant waves. Observing this, they considered, "This life is also full of an incessant and unending flow of waves. Thus no one can know what will happen next, or when it will happen. Therefore we should immediately learn the method of Rag Marg Bhajan." Brajanath said, "I have seen the Bhajana Parihati composed by Sri Dhyanachandra Goswami. It seems to me that if one studies it under the guidance of Gurudev, one could attain a beautiful result. I will make a copy." Having made this resolution, he requested Sri Dhyanachandra Goswami's permission to copy his sacred manual. But Sri Dhyanachandra refused to give it unless Guru Goswami gave his permission to do so. Accordingly, they approached Sri Guru Goswami, begging him to allow Dainachandra Goswami to give the Padhati. Sri Guru Goswami gave his consent, and when Vijay and Brajanath obtained it, they made separate copies. They considered they should wait for an opportune moment to approach Sri Guru Goswami in order to understand this Padhati thoroughly. Sri Dainachandra Goswami was a learned scholar with a broad and comprehensive vision of all Shastra, especially in regard to the procedures for Hari Bhajan, Hari Bhajan Tantra. No other scholar could match the depth of his experience, and he was the most prominent among all Sri Gopal Guru's disciples. Understanding that Vijay and Brajanath were qualified for Bhajan, he instructed them both thoroughly. Occasionally, they approached Sri Guru Goswami's lotus feet to clear all types of doubts about their practice of Bhajan. Gradually, through their studies, they came to comprehend the daily pastimes of Sriman Mahaprabhu and Sri Krishna. Thus becoming engaged in Astakaliya Bhajan, they rendered service within their hearts throughout the 8 time divisions of the day. Thus ends the 30th chapter of Jiva Dharma, entitled Rasa Tattva, Anubhavs of Vatsalya and Madhurya Rasa.